Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know what would help get rid of your beard? If you just rub a little bit of Domestos on the beard, it'd probably dissolve the hair. I don't know if you have any to hand.
Any other digs? Any other digs? Want to get a little McDonald's digging?
Give me a minute. Sure, one will come up.
By the way, if you're listening, please don't rub Domestos on your beard. And welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast. Have you noticed I don't shout when I do the opening bit now?
Is it because I flagged that you are a bit shouty?
You said I was a bit shouty, and then I realised that you don't have to shout to sound upbeat and energetic.
No, you don't. I mean, that's all you do in your other job.
No, I don't. No. The podcast where we help you.
Dua Lipa on Radio 1. Next, we've got The Vamps, or whoever you play.
Oh, you can tell someone's had a drink before today's recording. The podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, how do you tell a mate that you don't want your first holiday after lockdown to be with them? And how do you deal with that person on your call who's got rubbish internet? And of course, William, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more Cupid, you're more stupid. That's one of my own this week.
Is that one of your own? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. We're recording separately. I'm currently in my flat in North London. And William, where are you?
Well, we'll get on to where I am in a moment. Oh, I need to... You know when you drink and, like, a little film goes down the back of your throat, it makes your voice sound a bit weird?
Mm.
I just need to cough, excuse me. I'm back.
Who shall we toast to this week?
Well, Jordan, as it was your birthday, I think for... I feel that on this podcast, actually, could I just say, I feel we've toasted you quite a lot, and I feel there may have been like one toast to me as a bit of a meh, but we'll toast to you, it's fine. We'll do another one because, you know, we haven't done one for about a week. So we'll raise our glasses to Jordan. Happy birthday. For last week.
Thank you. Notice there how I didn't toast myself, like you told me.
Well
to.
Done. You just raised your glass. You looked us all in the eye.
Yeah, because you're not meant to toast yourself. Oh God, look at the state of me. I'm just looking at ourselves.
Your beard is atrocious.
I just can't be arse shaving. I just can't. I need to. Yeah, I'm gonna shave tonight, actually.
Is it not irritating? I've never had a beard. I've literally, I mean, I go like one day without shaving. Is it not really irritating and scratchy?
No, not really. It's more irritating and scratchy shaving it. It's just, before beards are in, I remember my dad used to get up every morning and have a shave. Do you shave every morning?
If I'm working, yes.
Dear.
So haven't for a year.
But was it this long in the castle? Because that's...
Oh, clang!
Christ. I'm only saying, was it? Because it was quite long then.
Well, it wasn't when you shaved and became Jeff.
Oh. Jeff ain't scared of no snakes. Remember, if you want to help with something, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead paper. The address is on the website, SextedMyBoss.com.
And if you are enjoying what we
How many of you had?
Oh. This is my first.
Okay.
I didn't have a very big dinner. Anyway, if you're enjoying what we're doing, you can always leave us a nice review on iTunes or wherever you want to leave them, as long as it's somewhere public and prominent. We do not mind. So, Jordan, how was your birthday in lockdown? Because you didn't have... Last year, of course, for your birthday... You went to a very exclusive candlelight supper.
Can I just say, I feel like now is a good time to mention this. So, the only... The only reason I went to yours last year...
I don't like where this is going.
I genuinely thought you would throw me a big surprise party.
Right.
Yeah, so I thought you'd... So when I got... And I was like, in the Uber on the way, practising my... Oh, you didn't! Thinking Ben was going to be there, Hattie...
Well, no, all those people were invited, they just didn't want to come. That was the surprise.
Oh, I found those high heels you got me, by the way.
Oh, good. You popped them on again?
They're under the stairs, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I feel awful that I haven't done you a surprise birthday. I mean, was it not nice enough? We had a little...
it was great.
There were six of us.
I know, that was... But I feel like I've spent two birthdays in lockdown because...
Thank you very much. I mean, coming to me was not like a lockdown.
No, but then, if you remember, a couple of weeks later, I was meant to go out to Spain to have my 30th with my family. My birthday with my family. And but yours, do you know what? Honestly, genuinely, I probably sound like a dick now, but yours was great. I had such a great night.
Oh, well, that's good. Jordan, I thank you for your feedback, and I will give you another surprise. I will actually give you a surprise party for your 40th next year.
Right, okay.
We'll do that.
You. Yeah, we had a great night. I was a bit pissed, actually. I remember being...
There are some videos on my phone that I think will show how pissed you were.
Will there? What are you going to... What am I doing?
Well, it involved you and Tom from next door, lovely Tom, with your high heels, and you two both wanted to try them on. It's very interesting how people are desperate to try on high heels that you think wouldn't be. And you both were sort of mincing around in the heels.
Have those videos been released? Have we put them up on socials yet?
We could do. You did a slut drop, Jordan.
Did we show what I got for...
We did show the video. Yeah, we did eventually show the video. I haven't shown the subsequent videos.
Did I do a slut drop?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had a good birthday. It was more to the point. It was Valentine's Day. How do you spend Valentine's Day in lockdown? Did you do anything?
Well, I'm not in the country. So I was apart from Mikey.
Where are you?
I am in Oman.
Yeah, okay, but whereabouts in the world are you?
Not a man. I'm in Oman.
I mean, I know we talk openly on this podcast, but we don't need to know all your ins and outs. Where is he?
Shut up.
Fair play, you're doing a podcast whilst in a man.
I'm committed.
So you're not in an actual man, you're in Oman.
No, I mean, I'm so pleased that those jokes that you've just made would probably get me shot in the country that I'm in.
So tell us what you're doing out there.
Obviously, I'm having to, you know, butchered up a little bit when I'm out and about. Have you seen The Birdcage with Robin Williams and Nathan Lane? It's like that scene where Robin Williams teaches Nathan Lane how to butter bread like a man. It's very much like that. No, well, I'm here for work.
You're here for work. Because you've mentioned this before, when you go to the Middle East, you're quite... oh my God, do you act butch in the, out there?
Well, I mean, I don't need to alter my behaviour that much, thanks.
All right, pal, yeah. Part of Tetley's, please. William Hanson's in him. Etiquette's the game. Yeah, been here for 2 weeks. William Hanson, top shagger, straight bloke. Take my card.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, give me the ladies, especially that one called Bruce.
Oh, I can't imagine you being butch. Come on, pretend, what would you do?
What do you mean? I mean, there have been 7 series of me being butch. Just listen back to some of these episodes.
Come on, show us you being butch. Just pretend you're in a pub or be Butch William. Come on.
Well, what shall I teach, like an etiquette lesson a la butch?
Yeah.
So we judge people within the first 7 seconds of meeting them. That was proved by the Harvard Study of Communications in 2017. And the study also found that it takes 7 more times to... Is this good enough? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, was that Butch? Butch William. That's what we're going to call you from now on.
Ben's just said that Butch William is pretty boring. Well, that's why I'm not Butch.
So you're currently in the hotel in the Middle East because you're out there teaching etiquette for how long, can you say?
I'm actually out for 6 weeks. It's quite a long trip to be away. And as per Omani quarantine regulations, I'm in quarantine for 7 days. I was tested upon arrival. I get tested on day 8. And then if it's negative, I get released back into the wild and all is fine. I'll be honest, I feel actually this quarantine has brought me closer to you, Jordan, in many ways, even though I'm miles away. And that I sort of understand you and your way of life a bit better because I have been electronically tagged, as you can see on my wrist. I have a little tag that means I can't leave this hotel room.
Oh, really?
Yes.
God, yeah.
So, I mean, I really am doing quarantine properly.
A few lads I know from school had them. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yes, it's like a charm bracelet in your part of the world, isn't it?
Oh, well, rubbish. One of the lads I knew had it. He had to be in before Emmerdale started. It was a nightmare.
Oh, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Liberty. What did he do to get that?
Oh, just a bit of robbing, not major.
Oh, fine. A petty criminal. So, yes, I'm here. So, obviously, it's very sad to be away from Mikey for so long.
Oh, yeah, he texted me this week, actually. Yeah.
Yes, he said you actually responded for the first time in 2 months, so that was nice.
Oh, don't say that. I did reply to him. I replied straight away, and then he rung me. I went, are you all right? No, I'm missing my little flower pot, aren't I? I don't know how I'm going to cope for 6 weeks, Jordan. He's not here. There's no one to boss me around. I even miss his passive aggressiveness. I went, Mikey, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. I know, I just miss him and I don't think I'll cope, Jordan. I went, it's fine. Just get on Grindr and you'll be right.
Sometimes it's hard to tell where the Mikey impression starts and your voice stops.
I were upset, bless his little heart. He was.
Yeah.
Did
he actually phone you?
No, we just text. Text, yeah.
Yeah, doesn't like you that much. So, yes, that's me. So I might sound a little bit, you know, there might be a few little Middle Eastern noises.
If William sounds a bit muffled, it's because he's in Oman.
Oman.
Sorry, darling, what was you saying? I was just in Oman then. So, anyway, our first letter of correspondence. This is going to be so good for 6 weeks. I have so many inner man jokes. This is going to be... G and Davis, I'm going to warn you now, the inner man. I already know the title of the episode, Help, I'm Inner Man. But, like, this... You know what I'm like? Once I get somewhere, I just go with it.
Yes, for 7 series.
What time is it over there now?
It's 8:30 at night.
Oh, it's 4:20, yeah.
Yes, it's 4 to 4. That's how the world works, actually, sometimes. It is weird. I'm a fairly experienced traveller in comparison to you, Jordan, because obviously we know that you don't really love planes. But, you know...
That's changing,
when
though.
That's
changing.
Is it?
That's what I said when I finished... Oh, clang again. When I came out of the castle, that's what I said. I'm going to broaden my horizons. I'm going to travel more. I am. And if this new...
You're just hoping the pandemic goes on for another 10 years so you don't have to actually travel. When I started travelling for work, however long ago, and obviously Mike and I have been in a relationship for about 6 years now, I always text him before I, you know, fly.
Six of best years of my life, William. Honestly, I'd be lost without you.
And you know, you send a nice little text because, you know, if the worst happens, you want to make sure that the last things you said to your loved one is nice. And ditto parents as well and whatever. Nice little text rather than, you know, something passive aggressive. So you send something quite nice. But I feel the modern age has sadly made those texts a bit silly because you sort of send a nice text, you know, speak to you in 7 hours, hope all's okay. And then half an hour later when the plane's Wi-Fi kicks in, you just text him again, like, hi. And then you've got 7 hours of just talking to him. And it's sort of... Well, it's lovely and it's nice to be able to do that, but it's not really the same thing.
You text your loved ones before you get on a plane?
Well, yeah, just to say, you know, boarding now or pushing back. Don't twist my words. off we go. I'm pushing back in a man. I'm pushing back to a man.
This is... Oh, honestly, G&D is the next 6 weeks.
Looking forward to a trip to the cockpit.
The episodes are going to write themselves. They really are. Speaking of you on the plane, actually, you sent us a picture of you in your... Well, basically, you was in a full outfit for the plane. You was in, like, shirt, chinos, jumper.
Yeah.
How long's the flight for?
7 hours.
Get your joggers on, man! Who goes on a plane for 7 hours without the trackies on?
Me. But I was in perfectly comfortable pair of crew corduroy.
Do you, when you're watching telly at night with Mikey, oh, I miss him, I miss watching telly with him, I do. When you watch telly with him at night, you wear tracksuits, don't you?
Loungewear.
Yeah, joggers from Marks and Spencer's and that. John Lewis.
Well, no. I mean, no. But, yeah, or I'll wear a pair of corduroy. I mean, I love a pair of corduroy in the winter.
Right, okay.
Very comfortable. But no, you and Ben were taking the mick out of what I was wearing. I was wearing a lovely wool half-zip and a nice button-down shirt. But it's only 7 hours, for God's sake. I mean, you don't need to go to complete, but it's not like you're flying to Australia.
Yeah, actually, fair one. It's all about going to work in that, isn't it? Well, no, because the plane's uncomfy, isn't it?
Well, it's not in my end of the plane.
William Hansen. Right there, ladies and gentlemen, William Hansen.
In between flying off to the Middle East, something was brought to my attention. Something in between numerous people going, "Oh, William, what do you think of Jordan's bleach commercial?" And that sort of thing. You have
before you start. Have you seen this kitchen that Wendy wants? Right, got to pay the bills.
No, but we all better get invited round for a kitchen supper after this.
I know. Go on anyway.
Well. The last 12 months, I think we can agree, have been pretty weird.
Yeah.
Life has been thrown up, and everything that we knew, the old world order, has been thrown away. And now, Jordan North is on a Heat secret crush list.
Oh, God.
Now, for any of our international listeners that don't know what Heat is, it's a very upmarket, upscale magazine that comes out every week, and that every year they publish a secret crush list. Now, I'll be honest, how do you feel about this? Because to be on a secret crush, I mean, you're not an ugly man.
Let's be honest, it used to be called Weird Crush, but such are the...
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it's basically the Weird Crush list, but such are the times now, they've changed the wording of it. So, I mean, genuinely...
But you were number three.
Yeah, I don't know whether to be flattered or... like just...
Who was number one? Who was number one?
Oh, your man, is it Perry from, let me get it up, hang on.
That's what he said to get on the list.
Oh, yeah. So, Perry from Britain's Got Talent is number one. And it is what it is, it's funny. But, I mean... Also on the list is Boris Johnson.
Boris, well, how far away from you was he?
He's 21. Frank Skinner, but I think, and no offence, I'm sure he's a lovely bloke, but Bill Bailey's on there as well.
I think I'd rather have Bill Bailey than you.
And Piers Morgan.
Well, you know, there's someone for everyone. But you beat, the thing is, the other people that you beat that perhaps... You beat Rishi Sunak, Dishy Rishi, and Prince Harry. Now, regardless of what you think of what Prince Harry's been doing over the last year, he's still a man in his prime.
Oh, I've just seen. Oh, I'm going to text him. I beat Shane Ritchie. Yes. Sorry, I've not really properly looked at it. Oh, that's brilliant. I'm going to send him that. Oh, what, geez?
Do you want to send him afterwards?
Yeah. Don't get jealous just because I speak to him. I keep getting asked that, by the way, if I speak to him.
What?
I speak to him every week. Shane, nice. Vernon, as Bev rung me on Sunday. Anyway, go on, what were you saying?
Right. Congratulations on being on the list. I always thought you'd be on a list eventually, and now it's been proved.
I mean, I honestly don't know if I should be flattered. If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Not to bring it round to me, but I was once on a list in 2014. I was on a list that roughly in China that translated as Chinese aristocracy. I was the 13th on the list. So I appreciate it's not three, but China is a much bigger country, as Chinese aristocracy. Because, as you know, I'm very big in the Asia-Pacific region.
Oh, God. Okay, any more for any more before we go on to the listeners' questions?
Yes, two updates. Oh. Okay, one, Joe. Mm. I said I'd ask you, has your flatmate got any new job?
It's going in the right direction. He's getting there. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Do you get told when he's got job interviews so you can leave the house?
Yeah, he just says, I need the table. So we have the table in the kitchen. He says, I've got a job interview. Yeah. Just tells me. Usually I forget and do something really annoying, like put my washing on and it does that mad spin. So it times itself perfectly. So he's doing a interview and I've put my washing on an hour and a half before, and it's going in background.
You need to get it serviced if it's doing that.
Or I just sit on it, it's better. Or
you secretly crush the washing machine.
Or I'll totally forget and come through effing and jeffing. Got them neighbours again. I'm sick of, every time we open a window, you just get a smell of weed. Honestly, I'm going to ring police. And then I'll be like, oh, sorry, are you doing an interview?
Well, poor Joe. I do feel sort of guilty by association that he didn't get that job. Gene Devers, we're going to level with you here. There's been an edit there in the last couple of seconds because Jordan and I have had a... Well, we've had an argument because Jordan just accused me of doing something, which I may or may not have done. I can't really remember. The facts are a bit blurry, but it was about 9 years ago. And, well, I feel mortified if it is true.
Basically, G&D was...
But we've had a full-on go at each other for about 10 minutes.
We've literally just had an argument then. What we do sometimes to make each other laugh is we say little things that we know can't go in the podcast for whatever reason. And I just said...
But we normally say those things on the tour, so please come and see.
Yeah, you like come to the tour because we'll say them on the tour. But I got in a little dig there, something that happened 9 years ago that's still pretty sour when me and William had an argument.
Really? Hang on. You being sour about it?
Yeah, I'm not bothered about it. I just had a little dig. I thought about,
You brought it up after 9 years.
Yeah, and now you're claiming you can't remember it, and you can.
I can't.
Well, it was a rock and a hard place, literally. And just ring me after and we'll talk. But yeah, we've just, basically.
Right. Anyway, let's be professional.
It's all right. If this goes tits up, you've got Jonathan on your other podcast. Oh!
It's what I call my insurance.
Mm. It's what I call your bit on the side. Yes, you've got steak at home, but every now and then on a Friday night, you just want a greasy burger after a couple of beers, don't you?
I don't think we can compare Jonathan to a greasy burger. A lamb balti, yes.
Anyway, have you got your wacky word of the week before we go to the
No, talking on that, last week when I revealed to you about the Keeping Up Appearances podcast, we started quoting what we thought was Barry Manilow with your My First, My Last, My Everything. And in the back of my head, I went, I don't think that's Barry Manilow. We got the wrong Barry. It's Barry White. Somewhat different from Barry Manilow.
I know we killed off Barry Manilow at the start of the series, but I'm pretty sure Barry White is dead. My darling,
Can't get enough. Well, can we check that then? Can you just have a Google?
I'm pretty sure he's dead. I'm pretty sure he's dead. Anyway, give us your wacky word of the week, please.
Yeah, apparently Barry White is dead. All right, here's my wacky word. Here is the jingle.
Come on, G&D, it's time to learn a new word.
And my word of the week this week is...
Do it. Do your whack. Because Mikey's not there now. You can't have a go at you.
Yeah, but I'm in a hotel. I'm in quarantine.
So? Oh, God. I bet there's worse that goes on.
Here's my wacky word of the week.
What have I told you about bloody doing that? You give me a heart attack. Calm down when you're doing that bloody recording with Jordan. I'll clip you both out bloody air. Just thought I'd bring it home from home.
Makes me feel at home. Yeah, makes me not hurry
up
anymore.
And do your bloody podcast recording. Arse farting about. I want my tea here. Been out grafting all day.
The word is ooletricious. Ooletricious.
Ooh la la.
And we'll tell you the definition after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us through all those ad breaks, because let's face it, there's a ton of them on now. Ben's nodding.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
No, I'm not. Hey, I'm not biting the hand that feeds me. I'm not. We've all got bills to pay. This is a commercial enterprise, but we also love doing it as well. Yeah. Moonpig.com. William's wacky word of the week, please, William.
The word was oolatricious, and it means curly hair. Curly hair.
Oolatricious.
Yes.
Like I said, I only clicked on the other week. All the wacky words of the week are aimed at me, aren't they?
That's all in your own mind.
So how would you put that into a sentence? He's very oolatricious.
Yes. He is both hirsute and oolatricious.
What's hirsute?
Hirsute means hairy.
All right, fucking hell. Tell Gene Divas me ins and outs, why don't you?
No, I'm on Christ. The top of your head, love.
Oh. Just promise me you'll never, next time we're in Burnley, don't ever say to someone, oh, you're very oolatricious.
Curly hair?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? I think they'll love it, they'll know what I mean. Have you calmed down, though, Jordan, since we did reveal about the Keep Him Appearances Luxury podcast?
Producer Ben, tell William that I have not calmed down and I am not speaking. I mean, that's a bit of a crap joke considering we've just done half an hour. Yeah, do you know what? I'm actually looking forward to hearing your little podcast.
Well, it's not a little podcast, it's a luxury podcast.
It's just a little podcast, just a bit of fun that you're doing on the side. You know, it's not, you know, got millions of listens or sold out tours like this podcast, but...
Well, not yet.
Oh, God, yeah.
Give it time. I mean, the first episode comes... In fact, the entire first series is out tomorrow, if you're listening to this on release day. So, you know, when you finish this episode, if you haven't subscribed already...
Or you could catch me on Radio 1 on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. That's 10:30 till 1 p.m. Might as well.
People were genuinely actually concerned, looking on the socials, with your reaction to the Keeping Up Appearances Luxury podcast.
I've got to say, I've not been on socials for a week, so I've kind of come off them this week. So I've not...
Any reason why?
I think you have to...
Yeah, it's good to have a break.
Yeah, I've just... Yeah, yeah. I just had a bit of a break. Just a bit of a...
It's healthy to have a break.
It is, so I've not really seen it. Were people actually genuinely concerned?
Yeah, a few genuine concern for you that you actually found quite aggressive. And what did this mean for us?
Aggressive? I wasn't aggressive, was I?
You were quite aggressive at points.
Oh, don't say that. Was I really? Were people saying I was aggressive, Ben? Were they?
Should we go to the listeners' questions?
Yes, please. Let's.
These are all questions that have been sent in to help@sextedmyboss.com. Dear William and Jordan, I realise it might be strange to ask two men for advice about mansplaining, but I hope you can help. At university, I specialised in an academic field that's quite male-dominated and which many men generally find very interesting. I have multiple Oxbridge and Ivy League degrees in this subject and have won prizes for my postgraduate research, which was conducted under difficult and sometimes dangerous circumstances. I'm very proud of my achievements. I don't generally raise the topic of my research, but when I will talk about it, someone asks me a relevant question. Unfortunately, when I meet new men, whether on a date, through friends, or at work, a conversational pattern often emerges. As soon as I mention my area of expertise, many men will jump in and say something along the lines of, "Oh, I listened to a podcast," or "saw a Ross Kemp documentary," or "read an article in Vice about that." "Did you know that such and such?" They then begin to tell me things about my own area of speciality in a way that is always simplistic and often completely wrong. I'm sure they aren't acting maliciously and probably aren't even conscious of what they're doing, but after several years of experiencing this, it makes me inwardly furious. I told other people in my academic field about this problem. The men all said it had never happened to them, while the women agreed it was commonplace. Am I overreacting, and how should I respond when this happens? Warm regards, Anonymous.
I think this is a great question, and I think you've got to call them out on it. I'm going to be honest here. Like you said, a lot of them aren't conscious of it and don't know how they're doing it. I got called out on mansplaining a few years back.
Really?
Yeah. And do you know what?
To who?
I'm so glad I did. I'm not going to name names, but I basically got called out.
What were you
out.
Doing? Can you?
It was in a work context. We're talking, it was a good 4 or 5 years ago, actually. And I'm, you know, very, like, I work with this producer now, and she's great, but I didn't know. So I think you've got to call them out on it and shame. And you know what? I shudder and cringe about it now. It was a few years ago, but I learnt my lesson, and it'll stop you from going mad and just getting furious. So you've just got to call them out on it and just say, "Can I stop you there? You probably don't know you're doing this, but you're being quite insulting, and technically you're mansplaining." That's my advice, and it's the best thing I got caught. I'm really good friends with this girl, and we always were friends. We hit it off straight away, but yeah, I remember it and got called out.
But can I genuinely ever. I mean, I don't know if I do mansplain. No one's ever called me out on it.
Yeah, but you just talk down to everyone, so
patronising. So yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm indiscriminate with who I talk down to. I'm an equal opportunities patroniser. But what is the difference between explaining something to someone and mansplaining? So why don't you explain? George, why can you explain something to me in a normal way and then mansplain it to me?
No, because
let's role play. Oh, we haven't role played for ages.
No, you're not role playing this, like. Mansplaining.
Well, no, because I want to know what the difference
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's genuinely quite hard to explain, but it's usually in the workplace, and I've seen it before. A lot of men tend to talk over women in the workplace. A lot of the time, men, we don't know we're doing it. You don't know you're doing it. That's like one side of it. Men naturally are more confident and brash. Not confident, that's not the right word, but brash. Brasher, is that the right word? Mm. A bit brash. So in meetings, they get their ideas across and stuff. And mansplaining is just, I suppose it's being really patronising and talking down to women who you think don't know. And basically, yeah, that's kind of, is that right, Ben?
Mm, okay.
And we've gathered in the years I've done this podcast, I'm not the most articulate, but say you were a woman and you taught etiquette and you told me you were an etiquette expert, and then I'd say to you, "Oh, did you know that when you're eating soup, you're meant to scoop the spoon away from you?"
Oh, actually, yes, people do that to me.
I'm trying to you're being a dick. Anyway, Anonymous, thanks for your letter.
No, I do. Genuinely, I do get that. When I say I'm an etiquette coach, they go, "Oh, did you know that?" And it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, but imagine,
like, well, I wouldn't be an etiquette expert if I didn't, would I?
But imagine having that quite frequent and a lot in work, especially in a male-dominated industry. Imagine having to put up with that, like, pretty much every week. So.
Well, I have two pieces of advice here for Anonymous. I would always try and be the better person. And if you can rise above it, great. But I appreciate that's hard to do.
No, call them out. I disagree with you there, William. You've got
but
to
call them
out.
Okay. Well, call them out in a...
To one side. Pull them to one side.
Yes. In a gentle way. And just say, thank you, I am aware. And then maybe ask them an incredibly technical and difficult question that makes them feel stupid.
No, but if they're being a dick... I've been in meetings before. If they're being a dick, simply just say, yeah, thanks, I'm aware of that.
True. Keep it short.
Ben's like high-fiving me, eh?
The other piece of advice I have for everybody is just be patronising to everyone, like me, and it's a lot easier. You'll generally find life's fine.
By the way, sorry if anyone's listening and I've, like, really done a shit explanation of mansplaining there, but I'm trying my best to get it out.
This next one is from Robert. Dear William and Jordan, brackets, and producer Ben. I don't mind Ben being in brackets. That's fine. But it's when he is a continuation of Dear William and Jordan. That's when I have an issue. I'm a gay man in a happy relationship with a wonderful man. My best friend of 15 years is straight, and he has the worst taste in partners. Our friends have joked that I'm jealous, which is not the case. I love him dearly, but the thought of anything more turns my stomach. Even when I'm proven right with my distaste, like his ex that turned out to be cheating on him, no one seems to listen. I just want my friend to be happy and treated right. How can I discuss this with him? I don't want to hurt his feelings. I wish he'd just let me set him up. Even I have a better taste in women than him. My partner says he dates the round one Love Island audition rejects, and I have to agree. Best wishes, Robert.
I mean, I'm torn here. Part of me's like, Robert, just leave him to it. Be a good mate.
That's my initial reaction.
And then the other part of me's like, do you know what, Robert, actually? Yeah, kind of leave him to it. But if you see someone that you think would be better suited to him, set him up on a date. Say, I've got a friend, she's not your usual type. Say that. Say, she's not your usual type. She's not what you usually go for, but I think she's more suited to you. Do that.
She's not what you usually go for in that she's only used one bottle of fake tan. But why don't you go on a date with this girl?
Hey, would you agree with me there, William?
I would actually agree with Jordan. I don't really know. I don't think it is your business. Yes, you love him to pieces. You want the best for him. And, you know, as we've learnt already in the bit that got cut from this podcast, sometimes you don't agree with who other people go out with. And when you try to do something about it, it backfires.
That was short and sweet. Okay. Next question, please.
All right. Final letter is from, well, Niall, but sometimes people pronounce it Neil. So I shall Neil, thanks for your letter. You're in Manchester. Here we go. Dear William and Jordan, hope you guys are both well. Guys with an apostrophe doesn't need one. Been a fan of the podcast ever since Series 1, Episode 1, but never had a real dilemma to write about until now. I'll get straight to the problem. My wife is required to work away a few weeks out of the year, and last week was one of those weeks. However, as neither of us can go out and socialise after work, the evenings seem a lot longer and lonelier. This particular day I finished early and my wife was back in her hotel room. I was bored at home and she was bored in her room, and one conversation led to another and we started to FaceTime. A sexual FaceTime. It was all going great. We even got our dressing gown belts out, Jordan. Ha! Huh.
Again, I got asked in another bloody interview this week about the pissing dressing gown belt. I told you to cut it when we put it in. It was a joke. I got asked again this week about it.
Which magazine?
I'm not telling you. So much so no now that a PR company have given me an official line every time I get asked about it.
Which is what?
It was a joke that went a bit far. It never happened.
Yeah, but the thing is, it did.
It didn't. It was a joke.
Do they bring up you being spanked with a table tennis bat as well?
Again, it was a joke. Every frigging interview I do now, I get asked about dressing gown pissing belts, which are available on the website, helpisextedmyboss.com.
Well, they will be soon.
Go on, anyway.
I love the fact that you've sexually inspired a nation. Anyway, we both like our kinky stuff, so we have, oh my god, quite a few toys that we use in the bedroom. My wife, it never ceases to amaze me, the stuff people write in.
It's just this series.
My wife took one of her favourites away with her, and I was just about to reach into my bedside drawer to pick up one of mine, and then I saw something, or rather, someone. Our window cleaner, staring right at me, doing his usual fortnightly Tuesday rounds. What felt like an eternity of us just staring at each other finally came to an end when he nodded at me and went back down his ladder. He doesn't come to collect his money until the following Tuesday, so my question to you is simply, how do I react when I have to pay him for watching me go to town on myself whilst on FaceTime to my wife, and also cleaning our windows as best he could? Do I need to look for a new window cleaner or buy some ladders for myself, as the window cleaning community may now have news of my in-house activities on a Tuesday afternoon? Any advice would be appreciated. Much love, Neil/Niall.
Neil/Niall, I mean, it's one thing getting caught wanking by the window cleaner, but if you've got a frigging vibrator up your arse at the same time, you know. Let me just say, right, and I am talking from experience here, and I'm not saying it was, because my mate actually got caught by the window cleaner having a tug, and I won't mention any names, but it's like in between our friends, it's well known. Like it happened when we were in school, and to the point where in my speech at his wedding,
yeah,
I said, me and such a person have shared our deepest, darkest secrets, and I'll tell you lot what I've told everybody else, what happened that day is between me and such a person and the window cleaner. You had to be there, got a big laugh. So, they've seen it all. They've seen it all, Niall/Neil. Don't be worried. Honestly, never happened. That's what I say. They have seen it all. Trust me. Any window cleaners listening, get back in touch and we'll get you on the bonus episode. Because that'd be good to hear from, because I bet they've all got stories about it.
Yeah, some of the things you've seen.
And if you are a window cleaner, can't you get a little bell round your neck or something? Not that I've ever been, but usually, like, I'll be coming in with my washing and see him at window and I'm like, oh, for Christ, maybe jump a bloody mile then, every week. Carry on.
My piece of advice here for Neil is that if there are any streaks on your windows, I don't think you can blame the window cleaner.
Very good. Very good. Honestly, don't worry about it. Remember, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. Or you can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com.
Or you can send me a handwritten letter and I will reply once I'm back. Once I'm out of Amman. I will reply on my own letterheaded paper. The address is on the website, SextedMyBoss.com.
William Henderson, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure as always.
Jordan, shukran.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.